Maxine and George Carey, they get along very well with the Boyds.
I know, but they don't get along with each other. Isn't that phone for Mary?
Honey, I need someone jolly to balance the wards. They're terribly sincere.
Mary, will you please answer that telephone?
I'm coming, Daddy.
Is it considered fashionable among the younger set to keep boys waiting?
Poor Steve. Mary always keeps him dangling on the phone.
Well, it's dangerous. He might want to report a fire.
Hello? Yes?
Who? Oh, Stephen. Oh, how nice of you to call. Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I was, but it's not important.
Have you finished your book report, dear?
Well, gee, Mom, how can I do any work with all this drivel going on?
You can take your books upstairs to your room.
Well, I didn't miss the drivel.
Jeff, watch your language. Your father's beginning to pick up words.
Wednesday? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I never go out on Thursdays. Look, Stephen, I hope you won't get the wrong idea. It's just... Yes, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Oh, no, I was thrilled to hear your voice. Please call again soon. Goodbye, Stephen. Oh, Mother, he's such a bore.
Mary, why is it all the boys you know are either bores or dreams? Isn't there something in between?
You'd think he'd be able to take the hint after calling five times. The poor guy never had a chance. Oh, Stephen, I was thrilled to hear your voice. Gosh, Pop, can us guys be protected against that stuff?
Oh, son, it's just part of a boy growing up, like falling off a bicycle or...
Girls, when they smile at you, watch out.
Would you two men mind discussing the failings of women some other time? Mary, honey, go finish your homework. It's getting late. You too, Jeff. Go
okay.
On.
I've got nothing against girls.
Well, you've been more than fair through the years. Look, honey, if I invite the Warts, I think I'll invite the Craigs. They both collect porcelain jugs.
Yeah, and then for a change of pace, you can invite Harry Davidson. He does imitations with lampshades.
But, Alex, we can't possibly have the Cromwells and the Boyds. They'll get in an argument about politics. Oh, let me see. I wonder how the Fishers get along with the Boyds.
Honey, why don't you just put all the names in a hat and then pick them?
Alex, successful parties don't just happen. It takes certain ingredients. Hello? Yes, this is his mother. Meredith? Well, it's nice to meet you. Yes, it is. Just a moment.
It's for you.
What's all this arm waving about?
I'm not home. I'm not home.
Well, if you're not at home, tell her personally.
Hello? No, homework. I don't think so. Because. Just because. All right. Goodbye.
That boy doesn't waste a syllable.
You might have been a little more gracious.
Well, gee, Mom, she's a pest. Why encourage her?
Meredith, that's a new one, Jeff. Who is she?
Meredith Penner. They just moved in. What a pest.
Jeff, you've made that point very clear. Well, Meredith sounded very sweet to me. What does she want?
She wanted me to go to her party next Friday.
Well, that doesn't sound too demanding.
Well, gee, Mom, you go to a party and you just happen to say something friendly, and the next thing you know, you're going steady, and that's not for me.
Penner! Oh, that must be Don Penner's little sister. Oh, Mother, Don Penner!
A dream.
Oh, he's a rocket to the moon. Oh, please, Jeff, go to that party. If you're friendly with his little sister...
I can't hear you.
Oh, Jeff, I've been wanting to meet Don Penner for weeks. See, if you're friendly with his little sister, then... Well, that gives me the perfect opportunity to just casually...
I'm going
to
lock myself in my room.
Oh, Jeff.
No!
Oh, please.
Poor Mary. She's at Jeff's mercy and all because he doesn't like girls.
Well, it'll pass. Give him 2 or 3 years. Or 2 or 3 weeks.
Mary hasn't anything to say about it. It'll be 2 or 3 days.
Now, well, I intend to remain neutral in this civil war, and I advise you to do the same.
I can't. I have emotional ties on both sides.
Alex, I've seen evenings fall absolutely flat because there wasn't the proper chemistry between the guests.
Well, give me a copy of your guest list, and I'll take blood tests.
No, no, can't. No.
Please, just this one favor.
No, you're trying to bribe me.
Oh, Jeff.
Persistent, isn't she?
I'll catch them on the next lap.
No,
this is ridiculous.
No.
I'll even buy you a present.
I'm not going to sell myself for a measly present. Good morning, Mr. Jack.
Oh, Mother, he isn't being fair. Make him go to the party.
Jeff, why don't you go to the party? It might be fun.
Gosh, Mom, why do you always have to take her side?
Oh, I'm not taking sides.
Your mother has relatives in both armies.
I think I used to wheel you in your buggy when you were a baby.
How about the time you pushed me down the stairs?
Oh, honey, that was an accident.
Oh, no, she tried to kill me.
You never should have told her.
Jeff, all you have to do is go to Meredith's party so I can casually say to Don, my brother and your sister are good friends.
Well, can't you just casually say, my brother thinks your little sister's a big nuisance?
Mary, we can't force Jeff to go to the party if he doesn't want to go.
No, oh, naturally you'd see his side of it, Mother.
I'm not taking sides. I'm a neutral observer for Switzerland.
I'm declaring an armistice on this whole subject until breakfast is over.
Oh, but Dad...
Peace.
Something wrong?
Oh, it's just Jeff. To think I used to rock him to sleep when he was a baby.
Don Penner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, it's perfectly all right to be introduced by a mutual friend.
Oh, Mommy, there's a kind of boy you're dying to meet. Well, you'd just die if he knew it.
And if someone introduced you, he would know it. Once upon a time, I was 14 years old.
Was there a boy?
His name was Ralph.
What did he look like?
Oh, my. He was 8 feet tall, and he could walk through brick walls.
Well, how did you act when he was in the same room with you?
Casual. I shook.
Ralph, did he ever ask you for a date?
Yes, he called one night and invited me to a party.
Were you casual?
Oh, extremely. I fainted.
Well, how did you ever get over your crush on him?
It was at the party. He wore a green tie, and, well, somehow he shrunk 3 feet. Oh, honey, you'll find some way to meet him so he won't know he's being introduced.
Oh, but, Mother, there's a dance a week from Saturday.
Honey, there'll be other dances. All right, honey, I'll talk to someone who has a lot of influence with Jeff. Are you busy, dear?
Oh, come on in. Well, how's your guest list?
Oh, I'm shuffling it around a bit.
You want something?
Honey, would you have a little talk with Jeff? You know, sort of man to man.
So soon? I thought I had a few years to go.
You have. But I can talk to Mary because I was once a 14-year-old girl. But Jeff needs someone who was once a 12-year-old boy.
You know, I've never pried into that period of your life. Do you want to tell me about it?
I can sum it up in one glorious word, Ralph.
You think of him often?
Every time I see a green tie.
What do you want me to do? Talk Jeff into going to this little girl's party?
Mm-hmm. It would make Mary very happy. You know, there's some kind of a dance coming up. If you can do it without sacrificing Jeff's masculine pride, of course, you know him.
Very well. Let's see. Jeff, There are male crocodiles and there are female crocodiles.
Hello? Oh, hi, Steve. Oh, no, of course. I'm always glad to hear your voice. No, I'm sorry. I always come straight home from school. My mother expects me. No, I don't exactly have a date. It's just kind of understood. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Jeff, it's me.
Come on in, it's unlocked.
Well, need some help?
Just $7.95 for a new motor.
Hey, I thought you were going to do some work around the house and earn it.
Oh, I can wait. My birthday's in 3 months.
That's what I call planning for the future. Jeff, Mary is...
Did she send you up here to work on me?
Exactly. I've been appointed to a peace commission. See, actually, Jeff, Mary's got a crush on this Penner boy, and...
Why? He looks just as goofy as the rest of them.
Well, maybe to you, Jeff, but not to Mary.
Why?
Well, because she's older. And you'll find, Jeff, as you grow up, that your response to people is different because, well, there's an emotional element that enters into it. And, well, Mary is just at the age...
Pop, are you trying to tell me something?
You may need this piece. Jeff, let's put it on this basis. Why don't you do your sister a favor?
Why doesn't she do me a favor and stay out of my personal life?
Jeff, in this family, we try to help people. You'll find that helping people pays off in the long run.
Can you advance me the $7.95 now?
Oh, you seem to be missing the point.
Well, why? I do Mary a favor, and you do me a favor, and the family's helping each other.
No, dear. You've got to do it because you understand the reason, not because you're going to make a profit.
Gee, Dad, look at the sacrifice I'd be making.
You can skip the hearts and flowers. Oh, and don't count on that new motor for your birthday. You may get a green tie instead.
You know, once when they were little, they fought for a half hour over a paper bag that I brought onions home in.
Well, you should have brought home 2 bags.
Next time I did, and they fought for an hour over who got which bag.
Oh, honey, parents can only comfort themselves with one thought. This too shall pass.
Honey, I know they're nice, reasonable children. But Don Pinner is no paper bag.
Mother, Jeff is going to Meredith's party. He's telling her at school tomorrow.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful. There, you see? Now, if you don't force Jeff, he's a very reasonable child.
Uh-huh.
Now, you get 2 desserts for dinner tonight for being so nice to your sister.
Well, I figured if I could do my sister a favor, why not?
A noble act. How much did it cost you?
Oh, well, I gave Jeff $7.95 for his electric motor, but... Well, I was planning on giving it to him for his birthday anyway.
Out of the goodness of his heart and $7.95, Jeff made a deal to go to the party.
Oh, I offered to go to the party for nothing, but Mary just gave me the money because I was cooperative.
If you want an extra piece of cake for dessert tonight, it will cost you 35 cents.
Hello.
Mind if I eat my lunch here?
It's school property. I can hardly stop you.
Gee, Meredith, you're acting awful strange. You got a cold or something?
And how would you expect me to behave, Jeffrey?
Uh-oh. When girls start calling you Jeffrey, you're in trouble.
What have I done?
Only rejected me.
Huh?
What does that mean?
It means that you treated me over the telephone as if I was some pest that was chasing you.
Well, gee, Meredith, how'd you ever get an idea like that?
I wouldn't call no just because and goodbye a charming conversation.
Well, my older sister was listening, and I was nervous. I was thrilled to hear your voice.
I'm not sure I can believe that.
Well, gee, Meredith, you've got to, honest. Around our house, since you've called, we've talked about nothing but your party.
Really?
Well, sure. My older sister, Mary, is even more excited than I am.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Well, sure.
Very pretty. Gorgeous. Would you like a peanut butter sandwich, Jeff?
Sure. Would you like a hard-boiled egg?
Somebody answer the phone?
I'll get it.
Oh, if it's Steve, tell him I'm in the shower.
Hello? Oh, hi, Zach. Well, you gotta tell me. Is that what everybody's saying? Well, sure, Zach. I know you wouldn't say that.
Bye. Jeff, what's the matter? You look green.
Honey, what's the matter? Tell us.
I'm ruined. Just because I'm going to Meredith's party, the whole school says we're going steady.
I feel sorry for him.
Jeff, going steady is a disgrace. It's a betrayal of everything he stands for.
No, but he set his own trap.
Oh, darling, I don't approve of his ethics, but he is unhappy.
No, but actually, he's not going steady.
I know, but the whole school thinks he is. The stigma's there.
Jeff, please.
I'll return the electric motor and give you your money back, but I'm not going to party.
But we made a deal. I paid. You.
It's against the law to buy human beings.
Oh, Mother and Daddy, he's not being fair.
All right. Sit down. Both of you, sit down and listen.
Now, remember, we love you very much.
Yes, we do. And that's the last kind word you're going to hear tonight. Jeff, you accepted a bribe.
And Mary, you offered a bribe, so that makes you equally responsible.
But, Mother, I didn't mean it that way. I just loaned Jeff some money.
Hey, how am I going to face the fellows at school tomorrow?
You're going to lose face, and you're going to lose money. The only one who acted in good faith is that little girl.
And, Jeff, you promised to go to the party. Now, you wouldn't want her to feel bad.
Well, she won't. I'll do something terrible so she can hate me. Then everybody will be on her side.
Oh, no. We have a contract here in which one side is motivated by greed, the other by ambition. But, unfortunately, we have an innocent third party, so we're going to go through with it. All right. You can both go to bed now.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, honey.
Don't forget, we still love you. Well, I just didn't want them to think it was personal. Jeff, how was school?
Can we move to another neighborhood?
Well, you can change your name and start a whole new life.
Oh, Jeff, it's not that serious. What does going steady mean, anyway?
What does it mean? It means you lose your freedom.
That bad, huh?
Sure. When I saw Meredith today, she looked at me like she owned me and introduced me to three giggling girls. Zach patted me on the back, but he couldn't say a word. The guys looked at me like I sold out to the enemy.
Oh, honey, it's mostly your imagination.
No, it isn't.
Would you like a piece of cake?
On the house.
No, thanks. I'm going to find a desert island where there are no girls.
Well, cheer up, honey. Nature's been very kind. Children have great recuperative powers. Who knows? Maybe someday Jeff will even like girls. Jeff going to be late?
I'm afraid his heart isn't in it.
He's aged in the 3 days he's been going steady.
I feel like I'm sending him off to the dentist alone. Jeff. Oh, you look beautiful.
Handsome.
Of course. Handsome.
We're supposed to be civilized. They want you to get all dressed up to go to your own execution.
I'll bet you'll go to the party, you'll have a wonderful time, and you'll be glad you went.
How much you want to bet?
Well, honey, if you go with that attitude, you won't have a good time.
So what? That's the only good thing about tonight.
Hello. Yes, she is. Just a moment, please. Steve.
Mary! Steve's on the phone.
Honey, did you feel all right?
Yeah. You know, the day we played in the Little League finals, I had to get a strep throat. But tonight, I have to feel good.
One of life's little ironies, Jeff. Would you like me to drive you?
No, thanks, Dad. I'll walk around the block a few times. Maybe the party will break up early.
All right. Here's the present.
Thanks, Mom.
Mother! Oh, Mother, I'm going to the dance! Oh, I'm so happy!
Oh, with Don?
No, with Steve. Oh, he's a dream!
Steve's a dream?
Yeah.
Now, where did I get the idea he was a bore?
I'm happy that you're happy, but what happened to Don?
Oh, I met him this morning. What a bore.
Don's a bore?
Yeah, he's one of those boys who look dreamy until you talk to them, and then they're just blah.
Can't tell the players without a scorecard.
Well, Mother, you remember what happened with Ralph? Well, the same thing just happened with Don.
Ralph?
Hey, what did you find out about Don?
Oh, I talked to him this morning. You know, Steve is getting his dad's sports car for the dance.
This morning. And you let me suffer. All these hours of torture.
Well, at least I don't have to go to the party.
Jeff, now wait a minute. You promised.
But Mary's paid off. I don't have to be nice anymore.
Jeff, you and Mary are even, but Meredith is still the innocent bystander. I think you'd better go.
I think so, too. Come on.
Mother, when you have a minute, will you come upstairs and check my new dress and make sure it fits all right?
Yes, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Children.
Do you know what may ruin Jeff's whole evening?
What?
If he enjoys himself at that party.
Go.
It was terrible. Her mother smiled at me all night.
Maybe she likes you.
I don't know why. I never smiled back. You know, they played spin the bottle.
Oh, did you play?
Me? I walked around the block till it was all over. Lester Pratt swooned over Meredith all night. I ignored her. Why did she get her hooks into him?
Well, Jeff, for some reason, which you will understand someday, little girls are mad for boys who ignore them.
Well, gee, Mom, how long can this go on? She wants me to go over to her house and do homework with her. I got my own life to lead.
Well, honey, maybe you can explain to her tomorrow, very diplomatically, of course, that while you like her very much, you have so many outside activities that you won't have time.
Well, what if she cries or something? Then I'll have to go on with it.
Poor darling. It's your fatal charm.
Hi, Meredith.
Hello, Jeff.
Meredith, I want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you, Jeff. I hope you'll understand when I tell you. Well, you see, well...
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm going with his axe.
Did you talk to Meredith?
She beat me to it. She hopes I won't be too hurt. She's going steady with Lester because he's much more dependable. Zowie!
He's taking that pretty hard.
I think he's just laughing to cover up his joy.
Look, honey, if we have the boys, we can't have the Grangers. And if we don't have them, they're so close to the
Grangers. Darling, you're painting yourself into a corner. Now, they're all perfectly nice people with normal social idiosyncrasies. Come on, let me do it. What you need is the logical, incisive mind of the male. Now, look, we invite the Grangers, the Craigs, and the Bordens. Harry and Jim haven't talked since that golf match. The Hubbles? They can't stand the Olivers. We get the Bradshaws and the Bordens. Then we'll have to cross out the Cromwells. All right, look, start all over again.